Elissa Walker Campbell back with you inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. As promised, it is time for some more NBA talk, and right now we're going to head out to the Eastern Conference and zero in on the reigning NBA champs, of course, the Cleveland Cavaliers. So much talk about Carmelo Anthony, Kevin Love. Who would be the better star for the Cavs? Should a trade be made? And we are delighted to have back with us Bob Finan. He has covered the Cavaliers for over 20 years. The first question off the top of my head is, how about LeBron James this past week hitting that stunning three-pointer? He banks it to force overtimes, and then the Cavs, eventually, they win.
That was a crazy shot.
It was.
Really, that whole game was just really something. Offensively, they're starting to really click, and there for a while, they were having some problems, and it seems like they're certainly getting their rhythm right now.
Well, I was going to ask you, because on Wednesday night, they picked up their fourth win in a row. So why have the Cavs, I mean, they're at the top of the Eastern Conference standings. What's all the whining all about?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of it is around the Carmelo Anthony stuff, and I just don't see that happening. You certainly wouldn't trade Kevin Love for Carmelo Anthony at this stage of their careers. And, you know, Love is one of the better rebounders in the league. And I don't know where they would replace that. The Cavs could use another big to begin with. They don't want to ship any of them out of town.
Well, Bob, you talk about the addition potentially of another big. But what about, we've talked about this many times over the past weeks in my show, what about getting some depth at the point guard position to back up Kyrie Irving?
Well, I mean, really, LeBron is playing the point guard position right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's been putting up big minutes. I think he's leading the league in minutes. But I think, you know, they have some needs. Their bench isn't that strong. But I'm not sure what way they're going to go with that. You know, they worked out those guys last week. And, there are a couple of those guys that are pretty good players. Heinrich and Chalmers, Mario Chalmers. I mean, you know, these are guys that have some kind of blemish. They haven't played in a while, coming off a major injury, you know, getting some age on them. So I don't know what way they're going to go. I don't think anyone in the D-League is going to come up here and play significant minutes. So they might have to do with what they've got.
We are shining the spotlight on the Cleveland Cavaliers, going one-on-one with Bob Finan. He is with the Medina Gazette. And, of course, Bob is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Call or click today and find out what you can save. And so, you know, when we talk about LeBron James, okay, Bob, give us some insight. I mean, what kind of influence does he have, you know, with the Cavs front office and with owner Dan Gilbert, perhaps to force a trade or to make a trade? Because the trade deadline, it is quickly approaching. We are 2 weeks out.
Well, I don't think he's going to demand a trade. I think he certainly has clout in the organization, and they're going to listen to what he has to say. But at the end of the day, it's going to be the GM's job to make the move.
Let's think back, you know, the playing days of Michael Jordan. Would he have ever been so vocal and gone to the front office? Would he have done something like this, talking about, you know, because all the rumors that potentially he was, shopping around perhaps for Carmelo Anthony to come on over to Cleveland?
Probably not, but this is kind of a new age in basketball, and LeBron earlier in his career really didn't say that kind of stuff, but he's certainly saying it now, and he's been very vocal on what he thinks this team needs. And you know, the team isn't perfect; it does have some flaws, but they're still a really good team.
Okay, we've been talking about this Carmelo Kevin Love deal, but you know, his response to the article that was written by Frank Isola, he was saying that it was trash, and he even said that the writer was trash.
Yeah, that was a little harsh there. Frank's a friend of mine, but, I think he just got tired of answering all the mellow questions, and this was served up to him, and he kind of lashed out at it. I just don't know where that was coming from.
LeBron's just ready for a break as we approach the midpoint of the season, right? He's ready for the All-Star break, Bob.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so talk to me about what is the future for Kevin Love. Do you see the Cavaliers, that this is the final destination for him?
Oh, that's really hard to answer. They tried for years to find this stretch four, and this guy is, you know, among the best in the league offensively. And I'm not going to say that he's going to end his career here, but I just don't see them trading him anytime soon.
Hey, Bob Finan has been with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. You can go and listen to our entire interview at podcastarena.com. Bob has got a new book that is out titled 100 Things Cavalier Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And you know what, Bob? We think back to 1 year ago, and the Cavs, they made that bold move, and they fired David Blatt midseason, and they had the best record in the Eastern Conference. What were they thinking? I know you include this in the book. We've got 30 seconds.
Well, that was a shocking move to me. We all kind of knew that Tyronn Lue was going to be is kind of like the coach in waiting, but I just didn't think it was going to happen there. They said there's some kind of discord in the back, you know, in the behind the scenes going on, and David Griffin swooped in and made that bold move.
Hey, Bob Finan's been with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Check him out, Medina Gazette, and also check out his new book, 100 Things Cavalier Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Congratulations, Bob. Continued success. We look forward to another interesting conversation, okay?
All right. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way in hour number two, right here at the next generation of sports, SB Nation Radio.